You're listening to another episode of the Self-Set Podcast. On this podcast, it's all about self-compassion. We talk about ways to rewire all those insecure thoughts that we get in our brains and learn new ways to be a little kinder to ourselves each day. And one thing about this podcast is that I like to keep it really real with you. You know, I think a lot of this is you and I both going through these things, both of us trying to figure things out. You know, it's not like, oh, here's all the answers, here's all the solutions, handing it to you. A lot of this is like, hey, here's what I'm doing on a daily basis in my life. Here's the things that I'm personally struggling with and the certain specific things that either I was taught in therapy or that I've just learned from experience that have been helping so that maybe it helps you too. And with that in mind, I want to share with you one thing that I think in anything related to self-compassion and self-love, or any of these topics, is the one thing I honestly seem to struggle with the most. It's the one that's the most prevalent on my day-to-day, and that is seeking validation. With validation, with, you know, this could be reassurance. This shows up in those situations where you're in a group and you say something and you don't quite get the reaction that you were expecting. And you get that little bit of doubt of like, oh wait, did I just say something weird? Did I just, you know, mess up here somehow? And you almost want that reassurance from a friend or your partner of like, oh no, you're good. Like, you're fine. And then other times this could show up as like, you know, when you kind of take that big step, do something outside your comfort zone and you want that validation of someone being like, oh yeah, look at you. Or like, yeah, you did a good job. Like, I think this all goes back down to, at least for me personally in my life, of being assured that I didn't do something wrong. I think that's where like the validation that I'm doing something right. And, oh, I don't know. It's something that I'm honestly actively processing. And even as I'm saying out loud right now, this literally feels like a therapy session right now. But I really want to know if you've experienced this too. It shows up in like the littlest ways. But then, of course, there's always that underlying thing. You know, it's not just validation. It's wanting to make sure that you're doing something right. You know that you're not doing something wrong. And under that, there's probably an underlying meaning of whether you have trust in yourself, right? Like whether you trust the things that you are doing or saying. And it's just something that I'm actively trying to work through. And I wanted to share this with you, just very like open, very vulnerable, I guess, just to know if you've experienced this too, so that we can kind of figure this out together. You know, I think like when it comes to the concept of validation, I think we got to understand that it's like human nature to want validation, right? Like think about, you know, the, you know, like those ancestors that, you know, the how like tribal human beings are needing that validation in a group, that acceptance and belonging in groups. So of course it's understandable if you want that validation from the other people that you're okay, that you do belong in this group or that you're not going to mess up because messing up could exclude you from the group, you know, and of course in a, you know, early human timeline that could mean, you know, survival. So if you're in this with me and you kind of, you know, validation is something you kind of struggle with, I think that is the one thing at first to keep in mind is like, okay, it's natural for me to be wanting this validation, to be wanting this reassurance, because I do just on a human nature want to belong. And on human nature, I don't want to mess up in these sorts of situations. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it only gets us in trouble if we're expecting or relying on that validation throughout our life. You know, if it's getting in the way of us actually taking action or showing up authentically, that's when we kind of have to reassess. The other thing that recently I've been trying to do whenever I'm starting to notice that I'm kind of relying on that reassurance from my partner or from, you know, friends or anything like that, is I'm trying to stop and ask myself, do I need this validation from someone outside myself? Can I give myself this validation? And this, for me, like, this happened just the other day with work, where I was thinking, you know, where I was getting that little bit of nervousness of like, oh my gosh, what if I'm not doing this right? What if I'm gonna screw up? And of course, in those situations, it would be great to hear like, you know, someone else tell you like, oh no, you're doing a great job, but you can't rely or expect that. So when I was feeling that, when I was feeling that uncertainty about whether I was doing things right, if I was going to mess up, I just started, literally, I grabbed a scrap piece of paper and I started writing to myself of like, oh, Laura, you're doing a good job. Like, I wrote all the things I wanted to hear in that moment of like, you're doing fine. If you mess up, you'll be able to fix it. You've got this. I started writing myself like encouragement as if I was, you know, a coworker to myself. And that, at least in that moment, was that reassurance I needed, where I didn't need it from anyone else outside myself. I was still able to give myself that that validation, that reassurance. So I think that's something that we is like in this case, when if you are someone who is in a habit of seeking validation, that is, I think that is, at least in my experience, a way to take at least take that step to work towards not needing validation is validate yourself, you know, reassure yourself. Because once you get in the habit of doing that, then I think it's going to come so much more natural, you know, then you're not going to need that reassurance from anyone else. Because if you make a mistake, you're going to be right there in your brain like, oh, no, it'll be fine. I got this. It takes so much practice, just like any of this self-compassion or self-love. Like, it takes that kind of repetition to actually get in the habit to actually learn to love ourselves, to actually be kind to ourselves, to rewire those insecure thoughts. And this concept of, you know, seeking validation within ourselves as opposed to seeking validation from our friends or partners or coworkers, you know, it takes practice and takes repetition. And if anything, this episode is just to be like, hey, it's okay if you're in that spot where you're kind of wanting that validation from someone else. That's natural for it to happen, but maybe you can find that validation in yourself. Maybe you can get in the habit, get in the practice of validating yourself and trusting yourself. And then from there, really loving yourself. Wouldn't that be cool? I like to end each episode of the Self-Set podcast with a self-reflection question. This week's question is, why are you seeking validation? You know, think about the last time you said something or did something and really felt like you needed that reassurance from someone else. You know, you wanted your friends to be like, oh yeah, you got this. Oh, you're fine. You know, you want that someone to tell you that you did a good job. You want someone to, you know, give you that sort of validation of like, oh, look at you. You wanted those likes on your Instagram post, all of that, you know, that validation. And ask yourself why, like, why in that moment were you expecting that? Was this uncertainty or self-doubt that you were kind of experiencing about the thing that you were doing or saying? And, you know, kind of under, like, I think a lot of reflecting of digging deeper of like, okay, what's actually under, like, laying under this? Because as we talked about, it's human nature to want validation, to want that sense of belonging or that certainty and that comfort in from other people. But, you know, sometimes we gotta stop and think. It's like, do I need this right now? Am I just wanting it for that ego boost? Is it just my ego that's wanting this? Am I wanting this because I'm lacking that trust in myself, like that I personally experience? And yeah, just dig deep. You know, maybe your reason's completely different. Maybe it is just the way you were brought up of, oh, that is what you tend to get. So when you don't get that sort of encouragement, then it is kind of like, oh, wait, why aren't people telling me this? You know, you get in so much of a habit of getting validation that when you, in those moments that you don't, it's almost like, oh, wait, did I do something wrong here? I don't know. I think that could definitely show up. I think that shows up, gosh, if anything, with like social media. I think we get so programmed to want and crave likes and comments or that sort of thing. And it's like, you know, you do one post that gets a lot of, you know, plenty of likes, and then you do another post that gets hardly any. It's like, oh my gosh, did I do something wrong here? Like, do people not like this? Do I look like crap? Like, what's going on? And, you know, you just got to step back and say, okay, wait, why am I wanting validation from this? Is it because social media has kind of changed the way we look at attention online? Is it something that's to do with the way I was brought up? Is it something to do with the way I'm viewing myself? And then, of course, the question after this, once you really understand why you're seeking validation, it's, okay, how can I meet this need for myself? Not, you know, not have this need met by someone else. Can I validate myself here? Can I reassure myself here? Because that, you know, that's how it's got to start. You got to get into that practice of not needing that validation from anyone else but yourself. And that takes practice, that takes repetition, but after a while it becomes natural. It becomes your actual voice. Is that immediate? Okay, this is uncomfortable, but I know I did the right thing here. I know I'm going to be fine. Like, that's what down the line happens once you're able to let go of that validation. And, you know, I'm not there yet. You know, I'm right here with you, but I think it's coming, you know, each time that we do this, every time that we kind of are able to step away and become more self-aware of why we act the way we do, why it's so difficult for us to be kind to ourselves. And then we're able to, you know, do what we need to do for ourselves and find those ways to practice self-love and self-compassion and just begin to really like ourselves for the first time, you know, to actually begin to rewire those sorts of insecure thoughts. And it's just such an ongoing practice, but it just takes all these little movements, all these little actions, and it just pays off down the line. And I'm rooting for you, you know? That's it for this week's episode of the Self-Set Podcast. If you like this podcast episode at all, feel free to share it along to a friend. Feel free to DM me on Instagram. I love connecting with you. I'd love to know if you've experienced this too. And just thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon.